new one from Nikki Bloom. Came out in August, and that was called The Simple Side of Me. We started things off with Tommy Emmanuel, a pretty instrumental called Keep It Simple. Graham Nash, off the Songs for Beginners record, gave a Simple Man. And then we heard from Timothy B. Schmidt, Simple Man, same title, different tune. That was off his Day by Day record. And, of course, Timothy Schmidt is the bass player, currently with the Eagles, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer in 1998 as a member of the Eagles. And he started way back in 1969 and played with Poco until 1977 when he joined the Eagles. Real pretty song as well. It's Pumpkin Fest in downtown Aurora, Saturday, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy crafts, a costume contest, wagon rides, live music, and more. Find a full schedule at CelebrateAurora.com. And this is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, and 89.9 Brainerd, also on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Sunny the rest of the day, highs in the low 60s, south-southeast winds 10 to 15. Tonight, clear, lows around 40 degrees, and south-southeast winds 5 to 10. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s, south winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. But tomorrow night, the winds will shift, west-northwest 5 to 10, and hopefully that'll bring a few of those northern ducks down so we can find them in our swamps and in our lakes and in our fields. We're going to take a train trip. Here's Sweet Meg.
Into drink to the living, a toast to the dead. Oh, the song of the future has been sung. All the battles have been won. On the mountain tops we stand. All the world at our command. We have opened up the soil with our teardrops and our. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, and many are the dead men too silent to be real.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the South Belt by the shore, she's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down to Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a gal from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball.
we're doing our thing.
We got stars today to make tomorrow a brighter day for our children.
Oh. Girl, I keep on now, we can do it. I can prove it, but only if my heart's so willing now. So get on board the friendship train. Everybody shake a hand, shake a hand.
Thank you. train this morning at 9:30. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, and I swear I ain't lying. They made clean off with 16 G's and left 2 men lying cold. Somebody robbed the Glendale train and they made off with the gold. Now Charlie Jones was the engineer. He had 20 years on the line. He kissed his wife at the station gate this morning at 6:35. Everything went fine till 9:30 when Charlie looked up and he saw there was men on horses, men with guns, and no sign of the law. And somebody robbed the Glendale train this morning at 9:30. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, and I swear I ain't lying.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KVXE.
Amos White was the baggage man, and he dearly loved his job. The company, they rewarded him with a golden watch and fob. Well, Amos, he was a mark in time when the door blew off his car. They found Amos White in 15 pieces, 15 miles apart. And somebody robbed the Glendale train this morning at 9:30. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, and I swear I ain't lying. They made clean off with 16 G's and left 2 men lying.
From 1971, the saga of Charlie Jones and the Glendale Train, provided to us by the new writers of the Purple Sage. We started that set off with a new one from Sweet Meg. It was called This Train, and she started us on this extended road trip. Gordon Lightfoot from 1975, the Canadian Railroad Trilogy off Gord's Gold vinyl record. Wanda Jackson also provided us a tune off the vinyl with the Wabash Cannonball. 1969, Gladys Knight and the Pips gave us a tune called The Friendship Train, and we could listen to those words pretty soon. It's still going on that way. Casey Chambers with Runaway Train. We received support from Glaucow Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old-world styles of beer, as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, noon to 8 p.m., Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. More info at clockowlbrewing.com. And support for KAXE comes from Great Lakes Aquarium with its new exhibit, Lava to Lakes, offering a discovery into what was here before the land we call Minnesota, including sharks, jellyfish, and giant prehistoric fish. Hours and tickets at glaquarium.org. Tune in to the Thursday morning show this week between 8 and 9. Heidi and Kari feature two book conversations. Minnesota Star Tribune publisher Steve Grove and his new memoir about reinventing himself in the Midwest, and New York Times best-selling author Adriana Trezani about her new novel, The View from Lake Como. Have a question for the author? Want to tell us what you are reading? Text us at 218-326-1234. And this is the Wednesday version of The Afternoon on the River. My name is Pat Miller, and I'll be here for 27 more minutes. And KAXE, KBXE broadcast to the townships of northern Minnesota, like Arbo, Ten Lake, Balsam, and Deerwood townships. We are people-powered radio. Join us at KAXE.org. This next set will start with Rich Ryasich. He's a classmate of mine from St. John's, and he started recording only 6 years ago when he was 66 years old. He's a six-time winner of New Music Awards in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he's pretty good. Here we go, Rich Ryasich.
Nothing comes with a guarantee. When the street lights fail to guide your way, there's no way telling night from day. Remember kids playing hopscotch on the street. Times were simple, love was sweet. My heart so often I lost track. But up to now I always took you back. It's high time somebody called your bluff. You say you're sorry, but it isn't enough. The stone cold lies and a reckless heart. You always knew just what to say. I'd like to believe you, but word no more. Can't let you back in my door. It's too little too late, that's for sure. I can change the locks and bar the door. The lies aren't welcome anymore. Still in the dead of night I hear you. Somebody called your bluff. You say you're sorry, but it isn't enough. With stone cold eyes and a reckless heart, you always knew just what to say. I'd like to believe you, but it's too little too late. I'd like to believe you, it's too little too late. Too little too late. Treasures here.
You know the day destroys the night.
Destroys the night.
Night divides the day.
Divides the day.
Try to run, try to hide.
Tune from Ozo Motley came out in August, and that was called Red Line. Before that, James Lee Stanley and Cliff Eberhart with their take on the Doors' classic song, Break On Through to the Other Side. That's from a CD called All Woods and Doors. And we started that set off with Rich Ryasich. Recent CD disc came out about a month ago. The disc is called Better Angels, and the song was called Too Little, Too Late. We received support from the McKnight Foundation. And you are listening to KAXE KBXE, broadcasting to the townships of northern Minnesota, like Arbo, Ten Lake, Balsam, and Deerwood. We are people-powered radio. Join us at KAXE.org. My name is Pat Miller. I've got about 15 minutes left, and I am one of the volunteers who host a mix of folk, rock, jazz, blues, and world music on KAXE KBXE. And we do it 7 days a week. Train community members choose the music every weekday from 1 o'clock till 4 and 7 till 10. Plus Saturdays 4 to 7 and Sundays 1 to 3. Big thanks to our volunteers. And if you are thinking about maybe you'd like to give this a shot, text us at 218-326-1234 and we'll direct you in to the right folks. And perhaps, who knows, before long, you can be sitting at this desk as well. At 4 o'clock, stay tuned for All Things Considered, presented by National Public Radio. As it happens, is we'll air at 6, and tonight's Evening on the River will be hosted by Alyssa Ellen. Volunteers John Henningsgaard and Steve Ross will be on the river tomorrow. John at 1 to 4 and Steve Ross from 7 to 10. And of course, when Steve is on, there's a couple hours of the dead set. We're getting down to the end here. And we'll start the encore here with The Devil Makes Three.
Sometimes the devil wins. I try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins. You just barely made it. I hate to say it, that half the time I'm just hanging on, thinking rest in peace, 6 feet deep, to all my good friends past and gone. Yeah, I heard what the good book said, don't push me when I'm close to the edge. I gotta let these ghosts out of my head, then maybe we can make it through. If I could, I would drink until the whole world ends. It ain't good, but I'd go out and I'd run with you, my friend. If I could, I would do it all and do it all again. I try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins. Try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins. The devil wins.
Try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins.
The devil wins.
Try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins.
Try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins.
wasted so much time. I just feel like I've done everything wrong. Do I look like an angel? Man, I'm telling you, it's all that I could do now just to try to be true. It's like the eye of a needle that I'm passing through. I'm about as easy as they say in the songs. But if I could, I would drink until the whole world ends. It ain't good, but I'd go out and I'd run with you, my friend. If I could, I would do it all and do it all again. Try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins. But if I could, I would drink until the whole world ends. It ain't good, but I'd go out and I'd run with you, my friend. If I could, I would do it all and do it all again. Try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins. Try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins.
Of your neck, stand up when you see those cypress roots that wind round a marble stone, says Bill O'Brien. Legend lives, the old folks tell, the ghost of a lawman haunts these hills, looking for the woman that shot him down in the 44 that was never found. Under that Chickasaw ground, Rosalie, you better run before they hunt you down. Rosalie, you better run. More thorn than rose, how oft they'd save the girl with the golden hair and braids, raven eyes and a copper kettle, charm the hearts of the best bootleggers. Bill O'Brien moved in on the bluff, he laid the law down a little too rough, busting every keg and still till he fell in love with that whiskey gal. Rosalie, you better run. What if they knew Miss Betty Lou had seen him at the dance that night? What if they noticed Otis Johnson begging him not to fight? What if they heard his final words laying by the cypress tree? Rosalie, Rosalie. There's a wise old woman with a whiskey jug. Some say saint, some say killer. They never could prove who pulled that trigger. Beneath those cypress roots that whine, the secret died with Bill O'Brien. But follow her to the depths of hell. Mix love and whiskey, it won't end well. Rosalie, you better run.
shoes in his pocket, overcoat in his hand. Tell me, baby, who was that man? I wanna know. Who was that while ago? Well, when I came in, somebody ran out of my back door. Ashes in an ashtray, out of evil smoke. Leading to my back door, I want to know who was that while ago. Well, when I came in, somebody ran out of my back door. When I went into the kitchen, dirty dishes in the sink, two wine cups on the table, and I don't even drink. I want to know who.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KPXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.